Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The goalies are too big. The equipment's too big. The net's too small.
That was Kevin Weeks doing his Murph impersonation.
The goalies are too big.
It's still so good. We got to get him on again. He's a joy.
I know. He didn't know he was impersonating Murph. That's the best part.
These people out there, what are they talking about?
He's also talking about you, who thinks the goalie equipment is too big.
I do. Hey, it's Ken Dryden. No less an authority than Ken Dryden. Don't take my word for it. Thank you to Maddie Lee for joining us today, and thanks for being in our little misery therapy session after yesterday's Chicago Sports Day. But you know, more games on tap,
and that's a
threat as much as a promise. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertz, Jay Zawoski, and Jordan Malley for their hard work. As always, Transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Here's Lawrence.
Hello, you two.
Hi.
What's up, Lawrence?
Nothing much. I feel like today is a day where Herbie said to me this morning, he goes, "Are you sure you don't want to do any guests today?" I'm like, "No, I don't. I feel like there's a lot that needs to be discussed with fans today. So I don't think we need any guests. I don't think that's the move to make today. If you're a Cubs fan, you're like, oh my God, my team still can't hit. If you're a White Sox fan, oh my God, my team still can't catch or throw. And if you're a Bulls fan, oh my God, my team can't guard. So
Or dribble.
There's a lot. There is a lot to discuss. So I am going to be guest-free on the show today, which is going to be interesting between the people on the text line, the folks on Twitch, and the callers. I am looking forward to an interesting 2 hours of show. That being said, I have something for you two that I wanted to run past you because as I was doing my show prep, I ran across this, and I have some ideas about it, and I have a question that I want to pitch to both of you. Kevin James is scheduled to play Sean Payton in a movie called Home Team, set during Payton's suspension during Bounty Gate. Now, it's a Happy Madison production, obviously, because who else would hire Kevin James? And they're going to produce the movie. Would you let someone who doesn't look like you, like not even close, portray you in a movie about you?
Kevin James as Sean Payton?
I, on Sean Payton's behalf and sports fans' behalf, think this is a bad idea. And I like Kevin James.
It's
not because I was on
idea.
With him on King of Queens.
I was just going to say, that's only because Leia Remini would play Layla Rahimi.
No, I already, actually. I've got the cast for, it's a slam dunk who plays Layla. That's easy.
Leia Remini?
Nassim Pedrad plays you.
Oh, yeah. Herb told me that, too. He says that
Who's
she's
that?
My voice twin. She's on, she's Persian. She's on SNL.
She's not just your voice twin. Like, if you said that she was your sister, I'd be like, yep, I can buy that. I could totally buy that.
There are some commonalities.
Isn't Persis Kambada also Persian, right?
I don't know. I'd have to check it out.
From this original Star Trek movie.
I mean, there's a few of us around. You know,
just
we
hanging
out.
Yeah,
that's it exactly.
Dan, who plays you?
At this point in my life, who's a 50-something? I don't know. How much money do we have?
I mean, it's Happy Madison, so you've got a budget.
Do we need like the cheap non-union equivalent, or can we get like Robert Downey Jr. or something?
Sure, you could totally get Robert Downey Jr. to play you. Well, I mean, now he doesn't. I don't know if there's any amount of money you could offer Robert Downey Jr. because Marvel was throwing crazy numbers at him to keep being Iron Man, and he was like, no. So.
And by the way, Persis Kambada was Indian and is dead. So scratch that one.
Yeah, she's not on the list. And Nassim Pedrad is like a dead ringer and alive. So you could go with that.
How do I spell that? I want to look at photos here.
P-E-R-D-A-D, right? Pedrad? I don't know.
Yeah.
Nassim is a pretty common Persian name.
She was on Saturday Night Live. Like, she's been doing a lot of like movie productions. She's got that show Chad now on CBS.
Tanny and I have talked about that show. Like, we were curious about watching it. Also, Kenny Chesney is Sean Payton, the solid one from 630. I think that that might be the better.
I think that's a better choice. I think almost anyone would be a better choice to play Sean Payton than Kevin James would be.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I mean,
you know who he should play? Andy Reid.
All right. I mean,
Paul Blart Mall Cop is Andy Reid is the movie I'm looking for.
I would pay money to watch that movie.
I don't know that I agree about Nassim Pedrad. I don't know that.
Really? I think that's Layla's sister.
See, depending, like the photo that they use of you on our Twitter, of you reacting to the Vucevic trade.
Yeah.
That photo's got a little Anna Kendrick, I think.
Which is crazy.
Like, again, so, like if we're spending money here, let's spend the money.
Andrew Chafin, 219.
Andrew Chafin for the role of
Dick Tidrow.
Of what? Of anything. The Dan Bernstein text line is blowing up now, thanks to this Lawrence, and there are some varied responses.
Richard Dreyfuss, I can place my dad. Come on. Give me a break.
Someone said Danny DeVito.
Why?
That doesn't even make any sense.
It's Always Sunny vibe. Is that what we're going for?
Someone, the
Christian
said
Bale. This is the Abe widest.
Like, is Abe Vigoda still alive?
No.
Because there was a. Are you sure? Because there was a point in time where you're like, there's no way Abe Vigoda's alive, and then you're like, oh, he's in a movie that just came out.
The better question to me now is, what actors? Godfrey. What actors play, other than the wide range of Dan Bernstein doppelgangers or actors who would play him, which is a fascinating topic in and of itself. I now want to know which actors would play specific NFL coaches. Ryan Gosling is obviously Cliff Kingsbury. Just check that off the list.
Yep.
That's a perfect cast right there.
Paul Blart is definitely Andy Reid.
All right, so now we got to find someone for Matt Nagy. Like, now let's bring it home. Let's find
Stanley Tucci is Matt Nagy.
Okay, so I like that. Stanley Tucci for Matt Nagy, and then Mark Paul Gosselaar as Ryan Pace.
Or is he, why can't I think of his name right now? The LA Rams coach, Sean McVay.
You know, Sean McVay, too. There's this could be done definitively, and it probably has actually. But while we're speaking of movies,
Lauren, wait a minute. How about Gary Sinise for you, Dan? That's not terrible.
The text line is amazing with the different roles.
I could watch a biopic of a Dan Bernstein with Gary Sinise playing the lead role.
I don't know if it's a personality fit, but he's an actor. I know he pretends for a living.
Like, oh, that's so good. Someone texted in Jason Statham as Nagy. Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, yes.
Big angry tough Nagy. Because we could do a whole score movie. I mean, like, obviously, like Jack Black as Spiegel.
Okay.
Right.
I like that. Jordan Peele is me. That's super easy.
Okay. And then we need a Parkins.
Who is Parkins?
I'm trying to think.
Ooh, I like this too for you, Dan. Ben Stiller.
Oh,
you.
Sure. That he could do that. He's yeah.
But
he's,
you're like, aren't you like 5 inches taller than him?
And he's
isn't he like a teeny tiny
like,
guy?
He's
too?
Like 6 years older than I am too.
309. Omar Epps is Tomlin, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's perfect because they're the same person. You got the juice now.
Right, but real quick, Lawrence, have you seen Judas and the Black Messiah?
No, not yet. It's one of those things where I just know how I'm going to feel afterwards.
Yes, multiply that by 10.
Yeah, and so I don't, like, it's it's I have to be in a certain like mood to be able to watch it, but just because I know how I'm going to react to it. And so
Can I say this? It was a wanted it to be over. It was so great, so well acted, so raw, so real and so painful. I wanted it to be over.
And I thought it was
a great movie. That makes sense.
Considering the topic and what happened. So,
and I didn't know the whole story. I didn't know how involved the different that it was. There was direct involvement from J. Edgar Hoover, and the fact that Fred Hampton was 21.
Yeah.
21.
I've been thinking about this, like a lot of movies that do, I think, a good job of depicting some of the history. There's been an uptick in those over the last decade, and there's some trauma that's connected to some of this. And I'm not saying that I don't want people to continue to make the movies and tell these stories, because I think that it's important for these stories to be told. It's just it becomes a lot of heavy lifting on things. Like even I go back to, and I think it was one of the best things that happened to me as a host last year, was when people were watching Watchmen and then realizing that what happened in Tulsa was a real thing and not part of the show. But even like some of that stuff is sometimes hard to let go of. So I know everyone that I've talked to who has seen it said that it's brilliant and it's brilliantly done. I just need to kind of get in a space where maybe I'm not going to be around people.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt. It was, and like, I didn't want to, like, Beth comes into the room. Hey, what are you having for dinner? I'm like, I'm not in the mood right now. Like, I needed to decompress. I needed to get into a different headspace after seeing the movie. And it's just so much of it is so horrible. And then it's interspersed with the real people involved and video of actual people, and it's real and you can't believe it. You can't. And then you turn on the news and then you can believe it again, and it makes you miserable and sad and angry again. And man, why at that time my parents decided to bring a human being into existence it's just amazing, because we thought the last 4 years and the last year felt like our world was on fire. I can only imagine what 1968 and 1969 were like.
I imagine that there are people that feel the same way, though, about 2019, 2020. Like, it just, because there's the historical perspective of it, like, what will people in 2055 or whatever think about what happened in 2019, 2020, and will those children look back and be like, what were y'all thinking?
Right. Apparently not. Apparently you just repeat the same history as, like, I don't know, 1918 when it comes to things, and we all just are in a mess. You not that I'm fatalistic it. About it, but...
No, you don't sound it at all. I will say, though, if Daniel Kaluuya and or Lakeith Stanfield are in a movie, sign my ass up, because... both of those guys, in everything in which I have seen them, everything, are amazing actors.
So have you delved into Atlanta yet?
I haven't.
The show Atlanta?
I have not.
Okay.
They were both in Get Out. They were both Kaluuya was obviously in Black Panther, and Lakeith Stanfield is in a fantastic satire called Sorry to Bother You. And he's incredible in that movie.
He's so good in that. But I think that you would enjoy him in Atlanta. And it's Donald Glover, and he's so great too. Like, they, one of their episodes, what's the name of it? Is it Bar? I think it's called Bar. I think it's the seventh episode of the first season of Atlanta, is just a brilliant piece of television. Like, the whole thing is great. The whole thing that they do with, like, Justin Bieber, like, it is, and they bring Cat Williams in. It's a really fantastic show.
And then when you hear Daniel Kaluuya talk in the way he actually sounds, And he's got a super thick, like Jamaican patois-tinged British accent where he can be really difficult to understand sometimes. That then he's doing not just an American accent, but the specific stylings of Fred Hampton, who had a very specific way of speaking. And mm-hmm. and you compare and contrast, like it's just amazing to me. Amazing to me.
See, this is why I want to get back to the fun. Like people saying, a lot of people want McLovin to play Parkins. I don't feel like that's
Michael Cera?
Twitch also said.
No, Michael Cera, I think, actually works. But is it Christopher Mintz?
Oh, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, right. I got it mixed up, yes.
Twitch said Pete Davidson. I got an anonymous text from somebody we all know saying Kevin Bacon as Parkins. And then people are just randomly sending in comparisons now, like 847, Charlie Sheen plays Tony La Russa.
Oh, and by the way, that's I'm being corrected. Kaluuya's parents are Ugandan. I thought they were Jamaican. His parents are Ugandan, but he was born in London.
Eisenberg as Parkins.
That could
Tom
work.
Hanks from 773 should play you, but you've gotten the most range Tom Hanks of is way responses. Too old.
Yeah, I mean, the ones for Dan are just all over the place. All over the place.
Maybe if we could do it like Colonel Sanders and just have multiple actors do it in different
multiple
scenes.
Dance.
Yep.
I think that would actually that kind of works.
Different universes.
That really, really works.
I still like Mark Paul Gosselaar for Sean McVay. That's probably the
No, I got Mark Paul Gosselaar for Ryan Pace.
Wait, no.
Because that's where the nickname for him came from. That Jay Glazer started calling him Saved by the Bell because he had the same hair as Zach on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, between him and Andy Dalton, there is some good hair in that room.
No, the hair is excellent. The decision-making is terrible.
I mean, if we're doing a hair to decision-making scale, just look no further than yours truly over here for life decisions that I shouldn't have made. So there you go.
I was trying to tell Jordan that he needed to find you singing the Ask Herb jingle. Apparently that did not make it over to wide orbit.
Oh, that one day when I came into your show on apparently, I don't know, 85 cups of coffee. There were some monthly visitor segments where either I was jumping off of the top rope at the Bears specifically, or I came in on like, I don't know, Four Loko. I'm not quite sure.
Now that's a segment.
The sad part was there was no actual substance. That's just the best way I can explain it.
Layla shotguns a Four Loko before the next segment. And we just give it a
Layla Rahimi, Four Loko. Like, that's the segment.
No,
like, that's
nobody
right
survives.
There.
I don't live. Most of it will be on my shirt and jeans. Like, I'm not coordinated, as everybody knows, except to do, like, dance stuff. Oh, I have the information about that on my Instagram this week and Twitter, Lawrence and Dan. Thank you.
Oh, good. So is it the end of the week?
I haven't been judged yet. I just taped the performance last week. The show is actually where the judging and all that will be. And fundraising.
Oh, you've been judged. You just haven't been judged officially for the contest.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I mean, the judging always goes on in this medium, doesn't it? But the show is on Friday, and I'm still fundraising too, guys, by the way. So
who do we have to beat up so that you win?
I mean, everybody, obviously. You think it's just one person who I'm out to get? Never.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just want to know, like, you know, who do we need to lean on a little bit to make sure that Layla wins? Like,
you
that's
support
what
me so that way I win. Duh.
Okay. That sounds fair.
I mean, and you know.
And nonviolent.
No, there's got to be some violence. I mean, otherwise, what are we doing?
Yeah, Lawrence is talking more like Tonya Harding kind of stuff here.
No, I don't know. I don't want to Tonya Harding anybody. I feel like that's unfair. And also, they've already taped the routine, so then how would that
work?
That doesn't help us then. Good planning.
I am not good at this whole like vengeful cheating thing. Can somebody help me with this? But the spilling Four Loko on myself is a very plausible
spin rate. You get much more spin rate with substances. So you can if you're spinning and you put pine tar on your shoes, you'll spin faster or something.
Apparently, Steve Stone can help you with the cheating.
What?
He was talking about it yesterday, how he's fixed Little League games. There's a lot of great stuff. Like, even though the game was infuriating, listening to Stone and Benetti was an absolute joy. Same thing with Boog and JD. And they did something yesterday that is completely relevant. when talking about baseball in 2021. So I will leave you two to continue your casting, and I've already kept you too long, but I appreciate the time, and I will talk to you both tomorrow.
Bye, Lawrence.
Bye.
That is Dan and Layla. Together they are Bernstein and Rahimi.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.